It's time for This Dink in Capitals History.
The term must win gets thrown around before plenty of NHL games, but on April 5th, 2008, the Capitals truly faced a must win in the regular season finale at Verizon Center. As the Capitals prepared to host the Florida Panthers in Game 82, the task was simple. Beat Florida and the Caps would be Southeast Division champions and playoff bound for the first time in 5 years. A loss to the Panthers and the Capitals' furious late season rally would be for naught. Washington entered the final game of the year on a 6-game winning streak and having won 10 of 11 overall. With the Rock the Red era about to explode, there was no shortage of pregame buzz.
Back to the Capitals, who won their 6th straight amongst a sea of red last night at Verizon Center. The win over the Bolts keeps the Caps in the playoff chase with 1 game left in the regular season.
I guess compared to how we were doing the last couple of years when it didn't really matter, you know, this is the greatest feeling.
You know, the way things are at the end of the season here with everything so tight, I mean, it's do or die every game, and you know, it makes hockey fun, though, and you know, it's fun coming to the rink right now.
If you didn't know better, well, you'd swear the postseason was already here in the nation's capital.
But I just want this team to get what it deserves, and you know, there's that saying, you are what your record says you are, and at the end of the day, it is about facts. But I think this is a playoff team and a team of character and destiny, and you know, as an owner, how could you be any prouder?
You know, it's nice to finish up the season when, you know, we have our own future in our hands, to finish off at home with our own fans.
The voices of Comcast Sportsnet's Kelly Johnson, team owner Ted Leonsis, and then Caps forward Matt Bradley. When a game finally arrived before a sold-out sea of red at the barn on F Street, the Capitals were up to the task.
Wrist shot, Fleischman fanned, deeps and scores! Fleischman gets a fortunate bounce! Fedorov's in, wide to drive, he scores! Semin, high slot, loads and scores! Alexander Semin with a rocket!
Tomas Fleischmann, Sergei Fedorov, and Alexander Semin all scored, and Cristobal Oue made 25 saves to improve to 11-2 with the Caps. More importantly, with a 3-1 victory over the Panthers, the Capitals were playoff bound.
If the NHL is having a fairy tale end to its regular season, hockey has its Cinderella. 10 seconds left for the Washington Capitals. Southeast Division champions.
And what an accomplishment for this bunch. First division title since 2000. The coaches are hugging on the bench. The fans, all 19,000, standing and saluting Ovechkin and the Caps. And they're loving life. Has anyone left the building, Joe?
No. Cristobal Oue, 9 straight wins. Fans could start to see this team turn the corner around the new year. It required a coaching change. The young players all came together, and do they ever deserve their credit with a Southeast Division title?
Probably for the past month and a half, I think, you know, every game has been a must win. We've had to play perfect hockey, and, you know, we found a way to win every game, and good teams find a way to win, and, you know, the playoffs are no different. We have to find a way to win.
I just hope I wake up tomorrow and looking that, yeah, we are in. So that's this whole season's been a dream. I couldn't have written up a better script. It's pretty cool.
You do an unbelievable job, you know. We was in last place in division and conference, and you know, right now we're in our division, so I'm happy for him. I'm happy for everybody.
The post-game thoughts from defenseman Tom Pody, 2008 Coach of the Year Bruce Boudreau, and 2008 NHL MVP Alex Ovechkin. Capitals would eventually fall in 7 games to Philadelphia in round one of the postseason, but a new era of Capitals hockey had been ushered in. The win in Game 82 gave the Caps their first of 4 straight division titles, a stretch that began on April 5th, 2008. For Caps Radio 24/7 and the Capitals Radio Network, I'm John Walton.